Keep calm and marry on. It's hard to believe we are only a couple days away from Christmas. I can proudly say I have actually completed all of my shopping. While I consider myself a fairly organized person, when it comes to Christmas shopping, I tend to go down to the wire. For example, one year we were hosting my family on Christmas Eve, and while people were eating, drinking, and being merry, I was casually keeping an eye out for an Amazon delivery to my front door so I could grab it, wrap it, and hand it out that night. Hashtag Christmas miracle. However, while I won't need to dash through the snow to pick up any last-minute gifts, it doesn't mean I can kick back and pour some holiday cheer just yet, as we still have to complete our traditional Gallagher Christmas card. For those who may not know, every year we do a ridiculously involved process to create a Christmas card. We're talking brainstorming concepts and storyboarding ideas kind of process. It started out as a fun outlet, became a full-on thing, and now, according to my children, there is no scenario in which we would stop this festive crazy train. Fortunately, we do have the idea, it's just a matter of execution. Similar to my down-to-the-wire approach to holiday shopping, I have long been of the mind that as long as our card is in the mail before New Year's, it's considered a win. All the flurry around getting this card completed won't stop me from doing today's Friday Live on Facebook and Instagram at 3 p.m. and 3:15-ish, respectively. For those who enjoyed the baking vibes of last week's live, there is a high probability I'll be doing that again, because those holiday sweet treats aren't going to bake themselves. For those who inquired about what I was making during last week's live, it was gingerbread for our annual gingerbread house creation that we make with my mom. Every year, we deck our gingerbread house and the various characters that surround it a little differently and promptly declare it the best one we've ever made, even when the roof collapses and all the gingerbread people topple over. So, dear friends, I hope these next few days are less hustle and bustle and more heavenly peace for you and yours. If wrapping up gifts is still one of your to-dos and you would enjoy some fun Christmas tags to adorn your presents, hit reply to this email and I'll hook you up with a free printable of whimsical Christmas tags. Thanks for allowing me to drop into your inbox. Please share this post with anyone you know who may enjoy this type of content. And until next time, keep creating and connecting.